Broadcasting Network.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Over in Yemen, there are accusations flying, coming from the United Nations, that the U.S.-backed Saudi allies are basically seizing the humanitarian aid destined for the starving civilians. And one UN official said, if there is no corruption, there is no famine. So, once again, they're having trouble getting the aid to the people who really, really need it here. Over in Russia, retired U.S. Marine Paul Whelan has been detained by the Russian Secret Services, and he was caught in the possession of an electronic database with a list of secret employees of a Russian agency. Now, the 48-year-old had fallen under suspicion on frequent visits to Russia because while he went there saying he was going to have fun, he tended to avoid the pretty women and instead spent all of his time making contacts with people who might have access to confidential information. So minutes after receiving a flash drive in his 5-star hotel room in Moscow, maybe it was the one Trump used, armed FSB operatives basically arrested him. And so he's in trouble here. He's under suspicion of espionage. Now, the United States has immediately demanded access to Paul Whelan. Mike Pompeo got on his high dudgeon and said, if the detention is not appropriate, we will demand his immediate return. So Pompeo was out there saying the U.S. is hopeful within the next hours we'll get consular access to see him and get a chance to learn more. And I am absolutely certain Russia will allow consular access to Whelan just as soon as Russia is allowed consular access to the Skripals. Because since that one highly scripted TV interview by Yulia Skripal, they have not been seen in public. Nobody knows where they are except that they're still alive, which is amazing considering that the poison we were told they were exposed to, Novichok, is the deadliest nerve agent in the world. Over in Israel, they're getting close to completing its controversial seawall, which runs alongside the Gaza Strip to completion. Now, the project is under international condemnation and scrutiny, and since it began in May of last year, at which point Israeli officials announced the sea barrier separating Gazan and Israeli sections of water is necessary to prevent Hamas fighters from infiltrating Israel by sea. But basically, Israel's going for a total air, sea, and land blockade. This sea barrier is not going to prevent anybody from infiltrating Israel because they just swim a little bit further out. Come on back in. Now, as you know, we had this meeting between Mike Pompeo and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And apparently, since the meeting was over, Netanyahu was basically bragging that he got almost everything he wanted in his meeting with Mike Pompeo. Oh, yes, we got pretty much everything we wanted. Now, I don't like Mike Pompeo, but I'm not pleased to see him grovel before Benjamin Netanyahu. There's a lot of talk, though, that Netanyahu is facing some serious challenges in the upcoming early elections and that he may finally be dethroned as the king of Israel. We were talking a little while ago about this deal where Israel wanted to sell some of their used F-16s they got from the United States to Croatia. Croatia wants to buy them from Israel to replace its Russian-made MiG-21s. The deal is worth $500,000, and it's the Balkan nation's biggest arms purchase since leaving the former Yugoslavia in the 1990s war. But Washington objected to the sale of these U.S.-made jets because it wants the removal of electronic system upgrades that Israel added. Now, when the United States sold these F-16s to Israel, there was a contract that said, yes, when they get old and you don't want them anymore, you may resell them, but they have to be in the original condition. And it's reached the point now where the Croatian defense minister is saying that unless there is an official response by January 11th on whether Israel can deliver the aircraft or not, they're going to cancel the deal. They're just going to pull out of the deal, and Israel will scream and cry and say it's all Donald Trump's fault here. A monitoring group in Israel, Peace Now, has showed something which is not going to come as a surprise. Israeli illegal settlement activity surged in the Trump era, and Israel has launched a new settlement push in the West Bank since Trump took office, laying the groundwork for what could be the largest construction binge in years. And basically, last week you had an Israeli committee advance plans for thousands more settlement homes on occupied lands. And that's only deepened Palestinian mistrust of the Trump administration. Now, the Trump administration is getting ready to roll out what they think is their peace plan for the Mideast, the deal of the century. And so far, it looks very, very one-sided. So Trump's approach may be, we're just going to starve you all to death, and when you're hungry enough, you'll sign our agreement. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Looking back over the year 2018, the Palestine Liberation Organization's Abdullah Horani Center for Studies and Documentation basically tallied up and said, Israeli army forces killed 312 Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip last year. And basically, the number of Palestinians being killed has increased by 200% compared to the previous year, adding that 31,000 Palestinians were injured in the Gaza Strip and 500 others in the West Bank by Israeli army fire. Over in Bethlehem, and this happened just yesterday, Israeli forces raided a Palestinian school firing rubber bullets, tear gas, and stun grenades. And apparently several Palestinian students suffered temporary asphyxiation from the tear gas, were treated on the spot. Now, there's no official reason why Israeli forces raided the school, but the Israeli military usually says, oh, the Palestinian students were throwing stones on settlers' cars passing nearby. The handy little excuse. Over in France, one of the leaders of France's Yellow Vest movement was arrested in Paris late yesterday after authorities charged him with organizing and leading an unauthorized protest. It's hard to imagine the government of Macron authorizing a protest that's calling for his own resignation. But Eric Drouet was detained by police as some of the movement supporters gathered in the Place de la Concorde near the Arc de Triomphe monument. And people apparently left candles in remembrance of the movement's wounded in clashes with the police. This is why you should never have a led movement. The leaders become targets. Leaderless resistance is really most effective. And over in Germany, one of their leaders, Sarah Wagenknecht, founder of the Get Up group, is saying they will take to the streets next year in a parallel of the Yellow Vest protests. So everybody's getting fed up. Everybody's getting ready to protest all over. Story out of Zero Hedge here, talking about things are very active in the Eastern Mediterranean. A lot of focus on those pipelines or the pipeline wars. Cyprus and Greece are pushing forward to complete the East Med pipeline, a new gas conduit designed to diversify Europe's natural gas sources and find a long-term reliable market outlet for all the recent Mediterranean gas discoveries. The three sides have reached an agreement in late November, apparently Israel's part of this as well, to lay the pipeline, the estimated cost of which will be about $7 billion, roughly the same as the rival Turkstream's construction cost. Yet behind the facade, it's still very early to talk about EastMed as a viable and profitable project as it faces an uphill battle with traditionally difficult Levantine geopolitics, as well as the geology of where they want to lay the pipeline. So there's some engineering problems to solve. Now, the geostrategic impact of all of this is that the world's pipelines are key pieces in global politics. If you control those pipelines, you control vast sectors of the world economy. You can even control what currency that oil will be sold for. And right now, that is very important to the United States of America because the U.S. is losing this marketplace. And as more and more countries drop the use of the dollar, the United States is looking for some way to get them to go back on, to force them to use the dollar, to take control of the pipelines and say, if you want the oil, it'll be sold only for the dollar. That was the whole reason for the petrodollar deal after Richard Nixon ended gold convertibility for the Federal Reserve note. People started turning away from the dollar. They went to all those oil nations in the Middle East and they said, look, we'll make you a deal. Sell your oil only for the U.S. dollar, invest a certain portion of that money in the U.S. economy, and we in exchange will protect you militarily from all of your neighbors. Sounded like a good deal at the time. And that's where the petrodollar came from. And it did keep world demand for the U.S. dollar high. But ever since 9/11, when the United States seems no longer able to stand up to Israel, who is the primary aggressor threat against the oil nations of the Middle East, some of these countries have decided the petrodollar dealer is dead. That's what happened in 2002 when Saddam Hussein got UN permission to sell Iraq's oil for the euro instead of the dollar. 1 year later, screaming nuclear weapons, the U.S. invades. They lynch Saddam Hussein, and Iraq's oil was put back on the market for the U.S. dollar. Over in Libya, Muammar Gaddafi got rid of their private central bank, set up a state central bank, a new currency, the gold dinar, and announced to the world that Libya's oil was for sale, not for the U.S. dollar, but for the gold dinar. So the U.S. goes on in, stages a color revolution, they kill Gaddafi, they shut down the state central bank, put in a brand new private central bank, the gold for the gold dinar, nobody knows where that really went, and Libya's oil is back on the world market only for the U.S. dollar. You can see how important this stuff is. Where they're literally willing to go to war over oil pipeline rights of way. That's why they went into Afghanistan for an oil and gas pipeline right of way. That's one of the reasons they're in Syria. Because Syria did not want to allow Israel to build that oil and gas pipeline along their coast. Because Syria understood Israel would be using it to take oil and gas from underneath the Golan, which Syria still considers its territory, to sell to Europe. Can't underestimate those oil pipelines. Okay, now Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan, only 2 days on the job, and he's already out there telling military leaders, you know, we've got to focus on the ongoing operations. But remember, China, 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 it's all about China. So I thought, Russia were the bad guy. You can't seriously be thinking about taking them both on at the same time here. Meanwhile, the U.S. has issued a China travel advisory warning of what they describe as arbitrary enforcement of local laws. And this has to do with the tit-for-tat that's going on following the arrest of the Huawei CFO up in Canada for extradition to the United States, supposedly for violating Iran sanctions. And Chinese authorities have in turn arrested some Chinese citizens. Supposedly one of them was helping to violate sanctions on North Korea. The other one they haven't said, but the U.S. is now out there saying, you don't want to go to China, which is a shame. Just got a comment from the tech talking about walls that work, the Berlin Wall. I don't think more than a handful of people ever got across that one in all of its years of existence. Yesterday, Beijing came on out with this announcement. Xi Jinping said, basically threatened violence against Taiwan should it pursue de jure independence from China, and declared his intentions to push for a one-country, two-systems arrangement for what China considers to be a rogue province. Now, pro-independence Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen clapped back at Xi, saying that reunification will never happen. Taiwan will never accept reunification with Beijing. Now, that issue has been ticking along for a very, very, very long time, and I hope it doesn't explode up now. But if there is a war in the South China Sea, I think that you might see China go into Taiwan, if for no other reason than to deny Taiwanese bases to the invaders. Apparently, North Korea's acting ambassador to Italy has now gone into hiding with his wife. The South Korea spy agency told lawmakers in Seoul on Thursday. This actually happened last November, but it's a high-profile defection by one of North Korea's elite. It's seen as a huge embarrassment for Kim Jong-un. Now, at some point, I am predicting this defector will be offered huge amounts of money and a trip to Disneyland to make false claims about Kim Jong-un. Try and get the war wagon back on its wheels, because we've seen that happen before. Oh, we have a defector. We can count on them to tell the truth. And then, of course, we're peddled a whole bunch of lies that benefit the war machine here. Now, here's an interesting little story. Donald Trump has slammed the Pentagon's inspector general for releasing reports about Iraq and Afghanistan to the public. Trump wants less transparency from one of the country's least transparent agencies. And Trump told Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan he wanted to stop releasing the watchdog reports to the public, calling the practice insane, which tells us we're not doing very well in Iraq and Afghanistan. We're doing things in these countries we ought not to be doing, and Trump doesn't want you to know about it anymore. So, apparently, military around the world are having trouble recruiting, mostly because everybody looks up and they see wars everywhere and figure there's a good chance they're going to wind up with a rifle in their hand. And that's kind of a depressing prospect here. So apparently over in Great Britain, where they're continuing to fail to reach their recruitment targets, they're changing their approach. They want to start targeting young people, and they're using social media to target stressed and vulnerable 16-year-olds facing exam results with a campaign that says the army is open to enlist those who don't get good school results. Gamers, snowflakes, selfie addicts, you're all welcome to come on in here. Over here in the United States of America, up in Seattle, they're getting so desperate to recruit people. They're starting to turn toward liberal-leaning cities. And the recruiters are not doing very well. Now, the recruiters get a Friday off for each soldier they enlist. But so far, they've been at this for about 3 weeks now. And the current tally, 2 recruits. That's it for the entire recruiting station, 2 recruits. So all of these liberals who are out there screaming, yes, support the war agenda, support the war agenda, not going to catch them with a rifle in their hand. No, no, no. That's what you conservatives are for. You know, we're going to send you out to do the fighting here. Over in Russia, they are going to expand their arsenal of Iskander M nuclear-capable missiles this year, one of the nearly 200 new weapons that Moscow continues to develop under its new state armament program. And apparently, this missile can fly about 500 kilometers. It's precision-guided. It can be used against multiple launch rocket systems, long-range artillery guns, command post, and communication centers. I don't imagine you need a nuclear warhead for those. But apparently, this missile is maneuverable at extreme speeds and can even release its own decoys. That is going to make it very, very hard to kill. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And that's a very appropriate bumper because we're going to be talking about the economy for the next couple of segments of the show here. And as you're probably already aware, was a huge downturn on the stock market. The Dow closed 660 down. And apparently it was all triggered by Apple Computer saying that their sales weren't what they expected to be. So here's what I'm wondering. Is our economy, is our stock market so fragile that one company missing their earnings sends everybody into a panic? Because that's what it felt like to me, the beginnings of a panic. One bad earning report from Apple just shook up the entire system. Now, it was a bad report. It was a bad report. Apple lost $55 billion in value. They had to slash their revenue predictions. Tim Cook is blaming China for this, while admitting there were fewer iPhone upgrades than expected globally. Apparently, Tim Cook couldn't understand why people didn't want to pay that eye-watering $1,100 for a brand new phone. But it was a bit of a disaster. And a lot of people saying it's a slowdown. Now, this other article, this is out of Finance and Yahoo, is attempting to put the blame on Donald Trump, that it's the trade war that is slowing down the global economy. And to an extent, they're correct. But again, like so many other things, there's no one cause as to what's going on. Apple erred in coming out with a hideously expensive iPhone that wasn't significantly superior to previous models. The tariffs didn't help. Driving down wages and salaries didn't help. It's a confluence of all sorts of bad decisions made by the money junkies and the politicians over the last couple of decades here. And so we're in a situation right now. People are talking about a crash, chaos. Goldman is already out there saying that Apple will have to cut their 2019 numbers even further, and they're now comparing Apple to Nokia. And that is a bad thing. So let's talk about the economy and disparity of income. Things are getting very, very out of balance everywhere. And there's a new term out there called Seattleization. And a lot of people were worried that Seattle could become the next San Francisco. Well, it turns out now other cities are worrying about becoming the next Seattle because it's high housing costs. The tech wealth is driving up prices everywhere. And it's just completely changed the city. Even in New York City, they're very worried that the planned Amazon campus would turn that area into Seattle on steroids, where there's a very, very wealthy elite and everybody else just struggling to get on by. And they're saying it's stunning how expensive Seattle became and how quickly it happened. All righty. Now, Market yesterday, that's M-A-R-K-I-T, reported that the U.S. manufacturing PMI tumbled to a 15-month low. And basically, the manufacturing ISM has crashed the most since the financial crisis of 2008. In other words, for all the talk about, oh, yeah, things are good, things are good, things are good. No, the manufacturing is down. And we're seeing this in reports about raw materials deliveries, the Baltic Dry Index. We're seeing the fact that a lot of shipping companies are now scrapping more and more of their older ships. They don't need them anymore. And right now in this article, this came out of Zero Hedge, the construction industry layoffs surged the most on record. So new property construction has also ground to a halt. This is not a healthy economy. This is a dead man walking. It's just looking for a place to fall down. Now, so far, the Dow futures for tomorrow are up 35, but of course that could change as the day wears on in the pre-market trading here. Ford was very, very concerned. Their sales data showed sales plunging 9% just in December. But Ford has come up with a solution for that. They're going to stop reporting monthly sales data. That ought to make everything just all better here. Now, because of this disparity in cost of living, people are starting to move. They're starting to relocate. And one of the places they're going to is Vermont, which is a beautiful state. It's right next door to New Hampshire, which is where I grew up. And I've been to Vermont many times, get maple syrup, go skiing. It's a beautiful, beautiful state. A lot of freedom there. Very little gun control and very rural. And right now, Vermont has a higher proportion of people moving there from out of state than anywhere else in the United States. Vermont has the second smallest state population, second only to Wyoming. But people are starting to move on in. Boy, if we could get the money, I'd be one of them. We're going to take a break for commercials. We got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Hey. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go to the phones here to Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, I just want to say one bad apple can ruin the barrel. And the smoke is gone. The smoke is gone and the mirrors are broken. So what the hell do we do?
Well, again, what we've been saying over the last couple of years is everybody has to be getting ready to take care of themselves when everything breaks down around them. You know, storable food, storable water, extra of your prescription medication if it's that critical, because we could see the supply chain start to break if there's a major economic crash. And there are, unfortunately, an alarming number of experts out there saying that the coming crash could be even worse than the one of the 1930s. And we all sort of understand how bad that was.
Right. In fact, you and I talked about this maybe about a month ago. We stated that January and probably March would probably be the beginning of the end or the end of the end. So this does not surprise me. I don't like it. You know, there's nothing that we really can do about it, except for, like you stated, you know, plan for the future. And something I read the other day, did you know if the government doesn't open up or continues to be shut down by the end of the month, people on food stamps would not be getting their link cards?
Yes.
Did you know?
Yes.
And you know, what's going to happen. People are going to, you know, maybe riot. I don't know.
Yeah, we could easily see that happen. But right now, it's very clear from his earlier press conference today, Trump is not going to back down on his wall. And it's equally clear that Pelosi is not going to back down on no wall. And certainly from Pelosi's point of view, she doesn't really care what happens to the people who are affected by the government shutdown. She just wants what she wants. She's up there thinking she's now the president's equal. And this is her chance now to basically, you know, bump chests with him and say, you know, I'm king or empress, as the case may be.
Right. Well, I just hope to God that people, you know, don't do anything stupid or end up doing something where it's going to hurt someone or hurt themselves. Because if I was a government worker and I was living check to check, I would be very, very stressful right now.
Oh, yeah. And for this to have happened just before Christmas, I'm sure that was a lot of grinching going on there.
Right. So, well, Michael, you take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And getting on back to the economic news, we're talking about how people are now so pressed by the rising cost of living, they're seeking other places to go. And that's affecting us even here in Hawaii, which you might be confused to think is one of the more desirable places to live. And it certainly is on many of the outer islands, not quite so much here on Oahu. But apparently, Hawaii's population has declined for the second year in a row. And it's because of high taxes, excessive regulations. They're passing all these land use laws that are throttling development. It's a liberally controlled state. And we had in the last year, there were 4,000 people who migrated here, but they lost 12,000 residents who moved to the mainland. Our birth rate is exceeding our death rate, but we're still, our population is in decline. So, all right, we're going to take another phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Mike.
Doing okay.
One is how's your new year, by the way?
So far, anyway, so good.
Okay, that's good. Anyway, as far as the economy goes, as far as these tech companies, I think it would be a blessing in disguise if they all went down and maybe a couple of more companies got started. They have almost a dictatorial influence on our free speech. What's his name? The man is a real dirtbag as far as the head of Apple, as well as the head of Google. You know, that Indian guy, Sandor, whatever his name is, and yeah. Zuckerberg, of course. So I think it would be good, but it might hurt the economy.
Well, I would definitely like to see the social media companies go down. But, you know, let's be very honest. Apple's position in the world is based on a record of cutting edge technology, and they've made a few goofs, you know, like the Lisa, but they do come out with really good products. And basically, Apple is as much a victim here as anybody else, both of the tariff war and Tim Cook's miscalculation. Because Tim Cook is, unfortunately, because he's got money, he's fine. He still lives in that world where people are going to get the latest and greatest technology just because it's the latest and greatest technology, even if it costs $1,100. And that world doesn't exist anymore for the vast majority of the American and Chinese people. So it's a serious miscalculation. And I'll be very honest. When they first announced the pricing for the iPhone X, I said, this is a mistake. They have just made a major, major strategic mistake.
Yeah, but just look what this little creep did to Alex Jones recently. Cut him off, not only after the social media companies cut him off, he actually cut him off from the App Store. I mean, I got no use for this guy, and I got no use for Apple. I think another company will be just as good. You always got people who are, you know, with inventive minds and all that, and there's other phones seemingly just as good as the iPhone. So I don't think
yes.
It really hurt. And one other thing I just wanted to bring up, you was talking about the supposedly spy that they arrested in Russia, supposedly American spy.
Yes.
But, you know, this is what happened after that lady Butina was arrested, and like you said, the Skripals there in Britain. This is why I'd love to take a trip to Russia, okay? And it's not that expensive.
So would I. I'd love to see the Hermitage.
But yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm afraid to go there now because they might just say, hey, we're just going to pick up an American. You keep wanting to charge our people as spies, and we'll pick up an American. Next thing I know, I'm in the news. I will, you know, so, you know, I just, that's why I wouldn't do it right now. It's just, it's not right what's going on. There was no reason to arrest this woman, Yutina, and this cripple.
Well, wait a minute. We don't know that. We don't know that. Apparently, there was, in fact, some evidence that she was helping to violate the Iran sanctions. And apparently, this guy, Whelan, was caught with a flash drive. Now, given how quickly the FSB showed up after he got the flash drive, it may be that he walked into a trap of some kind. You know, there are parts of the world where I wouldn't go, particularly in the Middle East. I'd be comfortable going to Russia. I just wouldn't be a spy for anybody on either side.
I wouldn't either, but I just don't know. I mean, they might just decide to pick up Americans just, you know, because, you know, their people keep getting picked up. Everything I understand about Miss Putin.
Well, wait a minute. Who got picked up? What Russians got picked up?
That lady there, Putina, I think is last name. Nice looking woman there. She's supposedly trying to get information from the NRA to bring the Second Amendment, some kind of a Second Amendment to Russia. She's been in prison now for months. Of course...
Yeah, but England, where is she in prison?
Washington, D.C.
Yeah, okay. So we don't really have a case of Russians arresting Americans on the streets right now. And I, as far as this Putina is concerned... I think she's definitely on the end of a raw deal there because I think her job was just to go to the NRA. Now, if she did something that can be proven in a court of law, we need to see it. I agree with you. We don't want to get into a situation where every government is grabbing every other government citizens because that could spiral out of control. I don't see Putin's government playing that game. He hasn't kept things as calm as they are. By sinking down to that level. And I think this Whelan probably was caught with the goods. Let's be honest, with all these countries getting ready to go to war with each other, yes, they're spying on each other. Okay, that's just a reality. CIA's doing what they do. FSB's doing what they do. I don't know what they call it in North Korea, but they're doing what they do. Everybody's spying on everybody. We probably got hundreds of spies just here on this island.
Well, I don't know. But before I hang up, I just want to say to everybody, you get a chance, sweet Trump, tell him, get the troops out of Syria, get them out of Afghanistan now, not later. Matter of fact, get them out of Europe. Get them out of all the places in the far corners of the world. And also, stop this nonsense with Russia. They're not our enemies. And get rid of the neocons within your cabinet or your cabinet and your government. Or are you going to be one-term president? No ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you want the support of the people who brought you to the dance, you better start support. You better start stop this nonsense. Period. Get them out. Get rid of Bolton. Get rid of that Pompeo. They already got rid of Haley, but I think the woman that they're bringing in now, Heather Nauert, is probably just as bad. Get rid of all these people. Then maybe you can get reelected. Right now, you're in your way to defeat. That's pretty much it, Mike. I'll take your answer up there.
All right. Well, there isn't much of an answer there. I mean, it would be great if Trump could find the Elder Wand and wave it and make all of this stuff happen. But it has taken decades for the country to get into this mess, and it's not going to be unwound overnight. For one thing, this nation has been impoverished with the military buildup. And frankly, there's no way to get that money back. It's not like we can take all those rockets back to the defense contractor and say, I want a refund because I need to have the money to build a school. So they've dead-ended all the wealth of the nation in that military buildup. And again, that was a big part of what brought down the Soviet Union. Bringing all of our troops home too quickly creates a problem. Where do we have them go? What do we have them do? We've got 700 military bases around the world right now that are just it's kind of hard to see a way of winding this back quickly that doesn't result in a lot more disruption here. Of course, I would like to see a lot of these soldiers come back from Afghanistan and Syria and get parked down on that southern border. And with that much firepower down there, we wouldn't need a wall. And again, throw some crocodiles in the Rio Grande. It is a huge mess. And unfortunately, I think from the point of view of the war hawks and people inside Washington, D.C., like Pompeo and Bolton, they have invested too much of the nation's wealth in this militarism, in this belligerence, in this push for hegemonic domination. They can't back down or it all falls apart. If Trump were to come on out tomorrow and say, I'm going to end all the wars, which he was sort of saying the other day, that could lead to an economic crash because of all the money that is invested inside those defense contractors. If it's going to be taken apart, it has to be done slowly, step by step. And somebody's got to put together a real, well thought out, detailed plan on how to do that. Okay, getting into immigration, refugees, and so forth and so on. Story out of hotair.com. Apparently, there is a sentiment around Great Britain that the Brexit deal, Theresa May's Brexit deal, is now so damaged that it's not going to be approved in the House of Commons. And, of course, there was a move to remove Theresa May from office, largely failed because nobody else was really dumb enough to want the job, apparently. Now, there is another analyst, Shankar Singham, the director of the International Trade and Competition Unit for the Institute of Economic Affairs. Boy, there's a mouthful there. And his prediction is that at the last second, okay, the European Union will agree to an alternative Brexit deal if Theresa May's withdrawal agreement is rejected by the members of Parliament, which now looks to be likely. So we'll see what's going to happen on that. We don't know what the alternative Brexit deal would be. But a lot of the reason people are so angry with Theresa May, she never hid the fact she was a Remainer. And her plan was to basically give the EU everything that they had in practice. So it was a Brexit in name only. All right. Anyway, New Year's, Sadiq Khan over in London was out there and apparently decided he was going to put the flag of the European Union on the London Eye, which is this gigantic Ferris wheel on the Thames. Probably seen it in some movies already. And that, of course, has angered everybody, along with the fact that people felt that the fireworks show was actually a little too much. So Sadiq Khan's firework display is setting the tone for another year in Great Britain where the establishment elite will do as they wish and ignore the British people. But again, I've been to the Tower of London. That wood block is still up there. All right, here's an analysis. This is from Sputnik News. It's talking about the border wall. And basically, analysts are saying the wall is symbolic. It can't stop the undocumented migrants. Yeah, it can. As we mentioned before, the walls around the Vatican are very effective. They were there to keep out Muslim invaders. The Berlin Wall was very effective. The wall through Israel separating from Palestine is very effective. The walls around the homes Nancy Pelosi lives in are very effective. Walls really do work. Eisenhower succeeded in stopping the illegal immigrants just in their tracks with far less resources than Trump has. It was called Operation Wetback, which would have the liberal PC people going crazy here right now. But there is an easier way, even without the wall. You just stop handing out free stuff to entice illegals to come to this country, and you start enforcing Title VIII. Start jailing Americans who aid and abet the illegals, offer them shelter, transportation, housing, and work. or any kind of support. And this includes all of those governors and mayors who've declared their cities and states sanctuaries, because that's a violation of Title VIII, and it carries some serious, serious jail time. That's where Trump should be going. He should be basically sending out federal law enforcement and start arresting these people. Start throwing these employers who employ illegal immigrants in prison. If the financial incentive to come to the United States illegally is cut off, they won't come here anymore. What are they going to do? Step across the border in order to starve to death? I don't think so. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about immigration, open borders here. And apparently there is a major medical crisis brewing down there at the border because of all the migrants who are arriving at that fence in serious need of, well, medical care. which they want us to pay for. And they're carrying tuberculosis, including drug-resistant tuberculosis, flu. There are pregnant women on the verge of birth. And border authorities are saying it's unlike anything they have ever seen before. And most of those in need of care are children. 28% of the migrants are under the age of 5, having been dragged along on this trip by parents who are hoping to use the children as a shield against speedy deportation from the U.S. So when you talk about all these children who are sick or who are dying, it's not Donald Trump's fault and it's not the Border Patrol. It is the choice these parents made to endanger their own children. So apparently, according to CBP Commissioner Kevin McLean, most of those needing help were ill when they arrived at the border, and some appear to have made the decision to come to the border while already ill. Because there's free medical care in the United States. No, there isn't. We have the most expensive medical care on earth. All righty. Now, getting into the world of political correctness, you're going to love this one here. Back in 2014, Bradley Campbell and Jason Manning, who are associate professors of sociology at Cal State Los Angeles and West Virginia University, respectively, published a scholarly article titled Microaggression and Moral Cultures that detailed the rise of a victimhood culture and how it would be used for social control. So basically, this paper was discussing microaggressions in what might be seen as a negative light, and it is now being denounced as a microaggression. How dare you microaggress against me? And I think these two sociologists had it absolutely right. This getting everybody to constantly see themselves as a victim precludes anybody standing up and saying, I'm not going to be a victim anymore for Wall Street, for bad pharmaceuticals, for GMO, for anything anymore. I'm not a victim. And I ignore your microaggression. And if you're offended by that, I don't care. Over in New York City, they're now allowing residents to select a third gender of X on their birth certificates. Now, here is the question I have. The birth certificate is issued when the baby is born. So the baby doesn't get to make this choice. The parents do. And I have to wonder how they might mess up a kid's mind putting an X on there and then letting him grow up with all of this transgender nonsense. All right, there's the music. We got to take a break. We'll be back with hour number three after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.